under the roof that carry the water off.
Well, at that time, where we stayed, we didn't know good water running off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of the people call them gullies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, around
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have them in our house,
mm-hmm.
where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people, now, a lot of people in the hills, Carl, had them gullies.
Mm-hmm.
See, they run off,
mm-hmm.
they set the bells and things under that water run off in
mm-hmm.
that gully. Run off in there by big streams.
Oh, they put barrels down there.
Yes, ma'am, they catch that water. You see, it was good for them to drink,
mm-hmm.
good to
mm-hmm.
wash water. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the best water to wash your clothes with.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Hand washing, mm-hmm. that's what they did.
Well, now, like,
we would catch it too, but we didn't have no gullies, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can catch water in. I catch a lot of water off that back home.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And the water in places out there. On this side, that water's run, there's big streams of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch all the good water you want.
Well, now, what about, what kinds of little buildings would you have, like, around your house, when, like, out in the farm? Either place, either when you were growing up.
Little chicken coops.
Oh, you had little chicken coops?
Little chicken coops.
Mm-hmm.
But put our chickens in,
mm-hmm.
little dog houses, and
mm-hmm.
little chicken coops like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hen house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have hen house out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
to... Like that.
Did you have a smokehouse?
Sure did. Have a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and my mom, we had a big old smokehouse kill. Just us two.
Mm-hmm.
We killed all the way from three hogs, weighing 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Very big hog, big ham.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. Had my cow,
mm-hmm.
had my chickens. I used to keep the white children and the colored children. And the, you know, lack of a fume down there, and they all go out. They bring all the children to my house, white and colored, or. And I put them out in my backyard, and I fixed dinner. And you'd come there. You think I fixed dinner for some big folks? I fixed for my children.
Mm-hmm.
Put every one of them around the table, all of them around the table. Let's eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think of, I'm fixing for big guests. I be fixing my children.
Mm-hmm.
I'd cook them ham, have chicken, cakes, pies, all like that for their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And when their mother and father all come off from them fields, colored and white, them children's food. And one of the girls working right up here now in this hospital, right up here now, and she can tell you all about it. And one of the boys up in, He wasn't, but his father, but one of his sons worked up in the Vanderbilt store right
mm-hmm.
now. See, this boy's father had told him the history of me.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I was in that other day buying some dressing to make dressing. He said, "Why, Elmore, you will buy dressing when you make good dressing?" So I know what you can do in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you make good dressing. I said, "You know I don't get lazy now." I said I want somebody to hit me. I said, "Well, in one thing, but your dressing gonna beat that."
Yeah.
So now he came along, cause when they was on Christmas, I would buy apples and oranges, candy
mm-hmm.
for the children. I'd cook about 15 cakes, about 15 pies, different kind of pie, just be different kind of pies. And I'd have a turkey, a ham, I like that for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And different kind of cakes, just different kind of cakes
mm-hmm.
I'd cook.
Mm-hmm.
And have all those kids and all, and they
mm-hmm.
pass all of them, they all come.
Mm-hmm.
White
mm-hmm.
and color, we all be there together,
mm-hmm.
eating.
Mm-hmm.
And see, these children, these children grown up, got children, and the children got children, and the children got children. Right now.
Yeah.
And they done taught their children about me.
Mm-hmm.
And they I can go anywhere, and these children know me. These white children know me anywhere. What their mama and papa told me.